Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, why in the hell, before I even get started, why in the hell, you know how it is, and hello everybody, before I even tell you who I am, which I'm sure you already know, but why in the hell, when one thing goes wrong, everything goes wrong? Let me tell you really quick. So I got home, and I was going to get you guys like a slideshow to like let you see what this person looks like, which I'm sure you already know, if you know about Empire, whatever, but, and I had some other little stuff to show you, but guess what? I am. No slideshow. Then I'm talking to you guys, and guess what? My music wouldn't stop. But anyway, hello, everybody. I am Sam Sugar, and most of you do know me, and those who do not, hello to you, and welcome to my show. It's been almost 2 years since I have been on air, and when I tell you right now, I'm extremely nervous. I am extremely nervous, but you know what? I am going to sit here, and we are going to do this damn show. I don't give a damn of what comes or what happens. It is 8:02 in California, anywhere in the West Coast, and if you are in the Southern states, it's like about, 10 o'clock? And if you're on the East Coast, it is probably, 11? Yeah, 11 o'clock. But anyway, before I get started, let me tell you guys really quickly, I am so overwhelmed with, I finally got to my email under sugarsamaz@yahoo.com. You want to jot that down, you can. Send me, you know, fan letters, money, whatever. But anyway, I'm so overwhelmed and touched by all of you who have sent me get well, and also for my family. And those of you who told me that you miss me, that means so much to me to hear that people actually miss me and actually listen to this show. And when I tell you that my heart went out, and you know, but hey, I'm not with that sympathy shit, because yeah, we need to really talk about some things. Before I get started talking about this, I want to know what you guys think of having a show on Wednesdays for ladies only, women only, every third Wednesday. Then we could talk about things that pertain to us ladies, us girls. Guys, close your ears, because this has nothing to do with you. But yes, we could do that. Of course, ladies, let me know. You can always email me at Sugar Samaz, that's Sugar without an R, samaz@yahoo.com. So let's get started. First of all, I hope all of my coworkers are listening, because they promised me they would, and my family, and those of you who have been my listeners for forever and ever and ever, because we are really going to get down and dirty. Okay, but not dirty, but we're going to get down. So as you guys, and I may mispronounce this boy's name, and actually right now I don't care if I do. So Jesse, what is his last name? Somalette, whatever. Anyway, so we're talking about Jesse. Now, as you guys know, we won't get to the details of the real talk right now, but as you guys know, Jesse Smollett, whatever the hell the guy's name is on Empire. I think he plays Jamal, if I'm not mistaken, and that's bad, because I don't watch Empire. I watched the first season of it, and after that, it wasn't something for me, so I didn't continue watching it, but it is an okay show. I mean, yeah, after a while, it was like, I don't really want to see any more of this. Now, don't hate me for that. Don't send me any, you know, bad mail telling me that, oh, you know, what's wrong with you? It's nothing wrong with me. I stopped watching Damn Walking Dead when they start killing all the black folks off. But, hey, what can you do? You know, we always get killed, right? It's the black folks first, then the Spanish, and then the whites. That's how it is. So what can you do? But anyway, I stopped watching it because I really didn't enjoy it any longer. So, yeah, you know, what can you say about that? Okay, so since you guys already hear the nervousness in my voice, we're just going to go ahead and get down. So what I did do is I put a little timeline. Okay, I'm lying. I didn't do the damn timeline. I got on Google, my favorite person. Would you consider Google a person? Whatever. And I went on and got the timeline of what's happening. So let's go over the timeline first before we get down to what's going on. So January 22nd, the week before he says that he was attacked on the street bill. So I guess what happened is that he got a letter in the mail. It was actually envelope was postmarked. I think it was like Southwest Suburban Bedford Park, which I have no clue where the hell that is. So 4 days earlier, on January 18th, apparently he had a letter which was MAGA. Now, if you guys know what, and I might be mispronouncing it, but who gives a damn? MAGA is Make America Great Again, which you all know that's Trump's slogan. So he said it was written on the front in red ink. Wow. So you know it must have been serious. It was red ink. It had to be serious. With it was a return address section of the, the envelope. So MAGA was like, so I don't know why they had to even say that. So I guess where the return part is, you know, where you put your name, address, everything on there, bigger than shit. So, of course, he knew it was from Trump. I'm trying to be funny right here, you guys know. But anyway, the executive producers actually used gloves to open it up. On the side of it, it was a threat with cutout letters. It says, you would die, you black, and I guess this faggot or whatever it was. There was white powder inside of the envelope, but it determined that the white powder was actually pain relievers, according to police. So that was on January 22nd. So January 29th, while he was getting his food, now listen to this, while he was getting food at 2 a.m., you heard me, 2 a.m. in Chicago, the actor who is, you know, black and openly gay, said that he was walking back to his apartment on the 300 block of East North Water Street, and he was basically was yelled racist slurs and homophonic crap, and basically they said this is MAGA country, hit him, wrapped him in a noose, and I thought that they poured bleach on it, but what I read, it didn't say anything about the bleach, but apparently they wrapped his neck in a noose, so they did that. Chicago police, that was on January 30th, Chicago police, I'm not going through all that shit. You know, let's just talk about it. So first of all, when I first heard about this, I really felt like, damn, poor, you know, poor Jesse, whatever. I was like, you know, poor guy, this really is messed up. Because when I heard about, I don't watch TV. I don't watch TV. We own a TV, but I don't watch it. So me and my husband in the car together, I heard it over the radio that he was attacked. And I was thinking, God, that's so, you know, fucked up. And it said something about them calling him, you know, the N-word, and then also calling him was the word that they, you know, that they used. So I was like, damn, that's really messed up. So when they said that he was 2 o'clock in the morning, the first thing I thought was that he was in a club. That was my first thought. And maybe that was because I was thinking 2 o'clock in the morning, where else would you be but at a club? But hey, I was wrong about that. So the first thing I thought, okay, 2 o'clock in the morning, homeboy's in a club, and he must have walked out of the club, and somebody saw him, didn't even know who he was, and started calling him faggots and, you know, the N-word and all that stuff. Well, I can't say faggot, but not say nigga. But you guys get the whole drift. But anyway, so I thought that, you know, damn, somebody really was, you know, messing with him. He walked out of the club and whatever. So I heard that. And then about a couple of days later, I heard that they said he was a faggot and that he was mixed. And I'm thinking that sounded kind of weird, unless they knew who he was. Because I'm sorry, and this is not being racist on my part, but when most white people see us, if you're black, they see you as black. They don't call you mixed or anything like that. And you guys know I'm telling the truth. It's nothing being, you know, negative. It's just the truth. If a person is racist, they don't see whether you're half, you know, half white, half, you know, Native American, half Spanish. They don't see that. All they see is black. And that's true. It is what it is. So that's why I was thinking, okay, maybe they know him because he is of mixed race. And I thought, okay, maybe they know the boy, and that's the reason why. So as time went on, I'm thinking, sitting there thinking, 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago. Chicago is a cold, cold place. So 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago, I'm thinking, what the fuck was he doing out at 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago anyway? There are such things as Uber Eats, is there not? Now, one of my friends said that, well, there is no, you know, Subways at 2 o'clock. Yeah, there is. There is quite a few Subways that are 24 hours. As a matter of fact, there's some here where I reside. You know, there's a couple of them here that are 24 hours, not like right next door, but at least, what, maybe 3 or 4 miles from here. So they do have Subways that are 24 hours. But first thing I thought, why would you go to Subway? I mean, no offense, Subway? Maybe Jersey Mike's. I understand you're getting hungry, but hello, Subway. And why are you walking to Subway in cold-ass weather in Chicago? And then I started thinking to myself, who in the hell is walking in Chicago with a noose and bleach? I mean, that is so damn random. You're walking in Chicago with a noose and bleach. So my mind started going, that just didn't sound right to me. I mean, first of all, it's cold as hell. And if he was at a club, which I thought at first, then I could have thought that, okay, these guys were sitting out in front of the club and thought, okay, hey, we're going to just get us somebody, whether, you know, they're black, white, you know, it was a basically a homophobic thing, you know, a gay bashing is what I thought. But then I started thinking, it just didn't sound right. They were walking. Where were they putting the noose and the bleach? I mean, when I think of bleach, forgive me, but I think of bleach when you go into the store and there's this big bottle of bleach. So I'm imagining these two white boys with one with bleach and one with the noose. Now, mind you, they're walking the damn street. One with bleach and one with, oh, who knows, maybe he had bleach in the noose in one hand and who knows. But I thought that was really, really strange. So from what my understanding was, is that they basically kind of like knew who he was. Well, had to be if they, you know, because what he said was that they sent the, well, he doesn't know if they sent it, but they sent the letter to his, the studio. So moving a little bit further, the police actually was looking at the camera footage to see if they could, you know, see the attack. So he said that once he hit around the corner, they attacked him. His manager was on the phone and heard the whole, you know, spiel. So my second thought is, why are you calling your goddamn manager? Why aren't you calling the police? Because I'm sorry, if I get attacked, as much as I love my husband, he would be the last MF I'm calling. And not because he wouldn't save me, but because I want somebody with a badge and a gun that's going to blow their damn brains out if need be. So that was kind of odd that he called his manager first. He kept the noose around his neck. So when they got there, he had the noose around his neck. So that also kind of sparked a what the fuck moment in my mind. And the reason why is because, I'm sorry, if that happened to me, the noose would just go off my neck immediately. I understand he wanted the police to see it. I get that. I get it. But they don't need to see it around your neck. You can easily see it once you take it off, because that was so degrading and humiliating. Why would you keep it on your neck? That's something that kind of like sparked a little bit of to me too. So as I said before, they did surveillances and was trying to see if they can get any image of him. But the images were dark. The faces were out of focus or whatever. So I guess that at this point, somehow or another, these two Nigerian brothers, now that part, I apologize. I don't know how they got involved or how they, well, not how they got involved, but how they were basically found by the police, the authorities. I think they saw them walking down the street, and I guess they put a, I wouldn't say all points bulletin out. What would you say, like a person of concern or people of concern? So they put that out. And then once they did that, I guess the brothers basically said, okay, here we are. We're right here, and guess what? Jesse paid us to do this. Now, at first I was thinking, why on earth would these two Nigerian brothers say that he paid them to do it? Because the first thing I thought, okay, this is just some bullshit right here. They're just trying to get publicity. So that's the first thing I thought, that maybe they were trying to get publicity, because let's face it, who would sit here and would lie about being attacked like that? Because I would think that you are in the public eye, you are a celebrity. It's not like you're any everyday Joe Blow. So it's not like you can say, hey, I got attacked, And the police, and not saying the police would ignore it, but I don't think that they would take, and I could be wrong on this, and forgive me if I am, but I don't think that they would take as much initiative if it was just any Joe Blow. But you're a celebrity. You're known. People know who you are. And I think that they probably put more energy in it because they realize that, hey, if we don't do anything, this guy could be all over the media saying that, hey, we didn't do a damn thing. And you guys know that is true. So he went on Good Morning America. And I think he was under, I think it's, what is it, Robin Roberts, I think was the co-anchor. And the thing is that kind of got me is that when he went on Good Morning America, he was crying and saying, you know, because they were asking him, hey, well, you know, well, why on earth did you, you know, did you keep the noose on? I think he said because he wanted the police to see it. Again, bullshit. I don't get that one. But I know she was questioning about if it was true. So that said, I don't have any doubt in my mind. Somebody believes him. Somebody doesn't. So it was like a back and forth, a back and forth. But then law enforcement said that they found these two men, the two brothers, they were in their 20s. And they were brought for questioning on that Wednesday. I think that was February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. So basically, they, you know, they questioned the guys. And the guys said that, yeah, that he paid us to attack him. It was a hoax. And it was unconfirmed that it was a hoax. But as things have gone on, we are learning as time has unfolded that it was a hoax. Now, I am completely just like a what the fuck moment, because to me, you are in the public eye. Why would you do something like that? You're gay, you're black. Now you're putting the focus on the fact that you lied. And it makes others look like bullshit. Because I know one guy said, oh, you know, we believed him and this, that, and the other. Now, how do we know with these women, I listen to this bullshit, how do we know these women aren't lying on these guys just to get publicity as well? And I'm thinking, seriously, now it's turned out to being a hoax of a gay black male to now the women having hoaxes saying that it really didn't happen. But that's a whole different story. That's a whole different show. But it really pissed me off that someone would even imply that, you know, a lot of the things that are going on with that was bullshit. But it is what it is. You know, what can you do? So at this point, law enforcement has already arrested him, as I think you guys already know. So he's been arrested. He went to jail. I forgot what his bail was. But, of course, my boy posted his bail because why not? He has money, right? So, of course, he posted his bail. So my understanding is that he is being written off the show. Now, I don't know if he is being written off the show because of what has happened now, or if that's the reason, because from my understanding, he wanted to. Okay, so let's say this. Let's say they were going to take him off the show. You know, his time is up. His character is going to be killed or what have you. My question is this. What made him think, if this was the reason, that he would continue on the show if he has this, you know, there's somebody whooping his ass and putting the news around. I'm confused on that. I really am confused. I don't know what was going through his mind to make him think that this was going to stop him from being on the show. So all that is just confusing to me. And then also I had heard, and I'm stressing heard, that the reason he did it is because the police didn't take seriously enough the letter that he got. So as far as he was concerned, the police didn't take it serious. So I guess he felt like if he did this hoax and did this whole getting his he really didn't get his ass kicked. He got hit and like he had a bloody lip or something, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what he had was a bloody lip. And let me tell you something. And I'm sorry, but he was playing the victim. And when I looked at him, I'm thinking to myself, you did pretty good for getting your ass kicked by two white boys with a noose and some bleach. Because if you look, he only had like a swollen lip or a cut lip or whatever. And I'm thinking, you kind of scrapped pretty good, because if they got you, they didn't caught you on the streets of Chicago by yourself at 2:00 in the morning, and you just got a bloody lip and a little scratch, then you must have put some work in with your, you know what I'm saying? You must have really had some hands, because I'm thinking that just didn't seem right to me either, that he really didn't get, and don't get me wrong, if it was true, I wouldn't want the boy to get his ass kicked. Who would want him to get his ass kicked? But it just seemed kind of really, really odd that he didn't have as much damage, you know what I'm saying, as he should have. That just really kind of surprised me a bit, that he didn't have as much damage as he should have. Okay, and I just found out his bail was $10,000 cash, money down. So it was $10,000 to get his behind out of jail. Was it $10,000 or $100,000? So I guess you post what, how much percentage of it? I guess you have like a percentage of it. When I used to go to jail, when I was a teen, I just stayed in jail. Nobody was posting my money to get, you know, posting the money to get my ass out. So, but hey, he has it. Why not do it? I'm going to take a quick break because I am thirsty. I apologize for this, but I got to get a drink, you guys. I shall be back. Hopefully my, all my stuff will work because it is acting really stupid right now.
Sometimes you feel insecure. Trust me, babe, I understand. Even with no manicure, just know that I'd still hold your hand. You look so good when you walking by. Sexy comes in every size. Keep wearing that, you ain't playing. You got yourself a new man. That's Kanye's workout plan. I call that baby fat. Baby fat. But you sure look good to me, I think. You're so beautiful. For the ladies got a thing for the high king. What I'ma do with you, damn, you so beautiful. How do I get you on my team? You could be natural with a wig on, chocolate, caramel, or a red bone. So confident, so classy, I should kiss you for the hell of it. No chapstick, can't help it, I love all women. Big, small, medium, and tall women. Oh man, every one of you look good to me. Ain't gotta be a beaver to get wood from me, get it? Where the hell do you come from? Shot me like a bullet, where do you get a gun from? Landing on your planet in another dimension. Looking at you got me standing up at attention. You got me going.
You're so beautiful.
Hello, hello. Oh my God, my music was not stopping. I did not mean to play that as long as it did. If you guys have never seen Empire, that is basically a musical clip from Empire where Jesse and I think the other brother, what is Akeem, are singing one of the songs from there. So the boy can sing. He has a really, really nice voice. And I don't know whether he will make it as a big star or something, but he has a nice vocals. Anyway, enough of that. So if you're just joining me, I am Sam Asuga, and we are here tonight talking about Jesse Smollett and the lies he has told. So far, I got way off what I was going to do, way, way off, because originally I was going to read you guys the timeline, and after a while I was like, you know what, I can't even see the timeline, so I'm going to stop reading it and just talk about it. Now, one thing that it really kind of like shocked me was the fact that he got two brothers to do what they did. And instead of paying someone else, because as far as I was understanding, one of them actually works with him on Empire, and I think the somebody else does something else. But both of the brothers work with him. He knew both of them. And I don't know whether you guys heard, but they actually put a statement out, an apology of what had happened. I really didn't get into that, but they did do a statement of apology. Now, something else that came to mind, too, is that when the police asked him for his phone because they wanted to see, you know, his phone service, his phone records. he basically cleared out a lot of the things on his phone. So when they asked him, hey, you know, what's, you know, some of this is missing, what's going on? So he said that he was trying to protect some of the people who were not involved. So what type of protection are you doing that, you know, unless there's somebody who's closet and they don't, you know, they don't want anyone to know who he is or who she is or whatever. But anyway, that was kind of suspicious to me too, that because if the police are asking for your phone, you have nothing to hide. You hand them over the phone. It's not like the police are going to look at the phone and say, hey, I didn't know so-and-so was gay. Let's go ahead and call the media and let them know that. TMZ, anybody? Come on. That doesn't make any sense that he would do that. He made himself look even more suspicious when he did that as well, when he kind of got, you know, rid of a lot of things on his phone. Also, what made him look suspicious is the fact that, to me, that he left the noose on. I can't get over that. I can't get over it because, to me, that was so humiliating. I would have, me, myself, and I'm sure a lot of you listeners would have immediately taken it off, because it's like, who would want to sit there and showcase that? It's easy to tell the police, this is what they put around my neck. You know, I don't know anything about the bleach part. Like, cause I heard about the bleach part, but I've never, like, really read anywhere that they poured bleach on him. I just heard from other people's talking. So, meanwhile, on the ranch, he says something about the threatening letter, then the attack, and then it was said that he was dissatisfied with his salary, and this was the reason why he did that. And here again, I don't get it. If you're dissatisfied with your salary, and they're going to, you know, basically vote you off the island, it doesn't matter if you got attacked. What is he trying to prove? You know, I'm seriously confused about all this, and I'm disappointed. Like, I'm not an Empire fan, but I'm disappointed. And the reason why I'm disappointed is because, honestly, it makes the gay community, and not saying one person is making it bad, but it does make it bad for others who come out and something really is happening to them. You know, just like when that asshole, you know, made the statement that, you know, yeah, how do we know women aren't lying about, you know, these guys making sexual, you know, passes at them, everybody lies. And yeah, of course, everybody, I lie every day. I lie at my job. I lie to people every call and ask me. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that, but we all lie. We, you know, what they call white lies, a lie is a lie. But the truth of the matter is that this is something that has blown, like, totally out of proportion. I heard one person say, and there is, see, this is what happens when you work in a location where there is no soundproof. You guys did hear that, right? If you didn't hear it, ignore what I'm saying. But it was actually a ambulance. But anyway. And I don't know how to say ambulance. I think I'm saying it right. Anyway. Yeah. See how I trigger and go into a different mode? That's how I've always been. My friends can tell you that. But I don't, at this point now, it's making it difficult for others to come out and speak out, because this jerk, he had so many people behind him. He had Ellen DeGeneres behind him. He had another actress, the one that played in, what is it, Juno? She I think she won the Academy Award, Juno. They all was like behind him and saying, you know, how dare you guys, you know, accuse him of lying? Because I guess earlier on, he was accused of lying then. So I guess when he went on the Good Morning America, that was the biggest thing when he was crying. And said, of course, nobody would make this up. Why would I make this up? And my heart went out to him, but again, like I said before, it just did not sound right. 2 o'clock in the morning, walk into a subway, you get attacked by two people, one has the bleach, one has the noose. It just didn't sound right, and it still doesn't sound right. And I don't know, because I basically closed my mind to it, but I don't know if he's admitted it or if it's just someone saying that he admitted it, but honestly, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you guys would know what's going on, but it's sad. It really, really is sad. If you guys want to give me a call, you can. My number is, what is my number? Do you guys hear this? Unbelievable. Come on. The number is 646-668-2422. Again, that is 646-668-2422. Don't be nervous. I won't bite if you want to give me a call. Shout out to Daniel. I told Daniel's son I was going to shout his butt out. shout out to Daniel. See, Daniel, I didn't lie on you. I didn't lie to you, rather. I didn't lie to you. But, you know, I welcome you guys' calls if you want to call in and we can discuss this. But I'm very, very hurt that, you know, someone would lie like this. And it was just disappointing because, like I said, when I first heard about it, my heart went out to him because I really thought that, you know, he had gotten attacked and, you know, some Trump supporters. And this is kind of sad, too, because I am not a Trump fan at all, at all. As far as I'm concerned, you know, Trump can kiss every part of my black butt. No, you know what? That's not the word I was going to use. You guys already know I'm going to say my black ass. I really am, because that is how I feel about Trump. But also, it doesn't look good that you're blaming his, you know, his supporters on something that never even happened. You know, that's kind of unfair as well. And that's what's wrong, you know, with us now. We're always, you know, blaming something that doesn't even have anything to do with this jerk. Mind you, and this is another topic and we're not going to get into, but not mind you, people are getting more ballsier and are showing more of their true colors since, you know, since he's gotten to office, because he don't give a damn and neither do they. It's like, yes, we don't have to pretend anymore, you know, but that's a whole different topic and a whole nother show, which we will talk about that later. But it's just disheartening. It really, really is. And you know, I wanted to see the Good Morning America show. I really wanted to see it, but I haven't had a chance to sit back and see it. And my sister just eyed me and said, "Why was he getting a tuna sandwich?" Yeah, that was tuna sandwich at 2 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, anyway. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. But, it is disappointing that someone would lie like that and would have the nerve to go on social media and go on, you know, Good Morning America and level that lie out. But he is an actor, and we got to understand that they're people too, but they also are people who lie for a living or who pretend for a living. So Jesse is just, you know, he's done. He really has committed suicide as far as his career is, because no one is going to touch him at this point. They really aren't. And hopefully he doesn't do time. I don't wish time on anyone. If it's not a crime, you killed or raped someone, I don't wish, you know, jail time for anyone like that. But he needs to be accountable. I don't think jail is the answer to it. Because like I said, he's just committed career suicide. No one's going to deal with his ass anymore. And from my understanding, Daniels wants him off the show. Now, I don't know whether it's because of what happened or if it's because of he basically wasn't, you know, going to be on the show any longer. Am I confusing you guys? If I am, I'm sorry. What I'm trying to say is that I don't know whether they got rid of him or getting rid of him, because from my understanding, they basically filmed a couple of the final episodes and he wasn't in any of the episodes. I don't know whether they're going to kill his character off and if that was determined before this happened, or if they're going to kill his character off and that was determined after this happened. You know, it could go either way. It could really go either way, and not really sure of which way it's gone. I feel sorry for the fact that he's just screwed himself up, but the thing is that people do things to themselves. You can't really feel sorry for people who do stupid shit, because to me, if you do stupid shit, that's on you. That's just your stupidity, and it's what you do, and you just have to face the music. And that is why our word of the day, because you guys know every time I used to do, I gave you a word of the day. So the word of the day is impetuous, and what that means is acting without thinking. So next time someone does something stupid, then you would use the word impetuous. It's a word that you would use. That's for someone who does things without thinking, which to me, he didn't think this through. He really, really didn't. I'm sure he thought, and I'm beginning to wonder now, and don't get me wrong, the letter with the MAGA, the, you know, Make America Beautiful, Make America Beautiful, Lord, Make America Great Again, that could honestly have been something that really was sent to him. That really could have been something sent to him. But at this point, I question that. And the reason I question that, because all of a sudden this happened, he felt the police wasn't, you know, taking it serious enough, and then he does this. So I guess he felt like, well, if they don't take this letter serious enough, they're damn sure would take, you know, me getting jumped on and me hitting a noose around my neck and pouring bleach on me would take it long enough. And by the way, bleach does not make you white. It only changes colors for clothes. You know, just in case somebody's out there thinking about that, it doesn't. It doesn't make you white, trust me. But I honestly hope that that is not what happened. I do hope that someone is not basically out to get him, too, because as I said before, in the letter, it was saying, you know, that, you know, deaf to you, you know, whatever. So that was a thing that I'm hoping on hopes that it wasn't something that was, that he has to worry about. You know what I'm saying? I hope, you know, because come on, we don't want anyone, I don't care who they are, whether they lie, whatever, you don't want anyone to have death threats and something happens to them, because it's just odd that him being, you know, a black gay man in the media is a celebrity, that you don't hear this. We have a lot of black gay men. And do you ever hear them getting like letters like that? I mean, maybe they just keep it to themselves. Who knows? But it is kind of odd that he was targeted, you know. I mean, he's not, like I said, he sings okay, but he is not someone that you would be like, you know, wow, he should be chosen to be the front runner for, you know, everything that there is. You guys know what I'm talking about. But, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you know what? Get on board with me and know what I'm talking about. Don't be acting like you don't know. You get it. You damn sure get it. But anyway, I am going to end here. I've ignored, and I apologize. I did say call in, and I've ignored you guys that are calling in. But honestly, let me tell you this. I'm really happy to be back. I really, really am. I'm nervous as hell, and I'm sure you guys can tell that I'm really nervous, but I am so happy to be back. And I promise you, the next show will be a little bit more relaxed because I won't be as nervous as I am. And telling you, 2 years of me not doing this, I was still is kind of like shook mama, because I want to entertain you guys, and I want you guys to laugh, and I want you guys to send me cookies and whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about, but those who have heard my show knows the cookie thing. They know. Those who are new, you will find out. But I am going to be doing my shows at 7 o'clock a.m. on Mondays and on Fridays at 8 o'clock p.m. We're going to be doing a lot of topics that are probably old to you guys, but we're also going to be doing Wednesday, every other Wednesday at 8 o'clock at night, every third Wednesday, that is, for women only. So we will be doing that. I've got a lot of topics for women. One topic a friend of mine gave me was, and I know you guys are going to love this one, what do you do when your man has a new woman and she's treating your girls or your sons, you know, like little prince and princesses? Do you agree with that, or do you like, eh? Because a friend of mine brought that up to me, and I thought, you know what, that is actually a really, really good topic. But we're going to get some good topics. I promise you the next time again, I won't be as nervous and on edge. And I know if someone just I am me on Twitter and said, stop being so nervous, you sound fine. But I'm my own self worst critic or best critic or whatever, because I always see that I could do more, do better, and I always apologize for things that I feel that I could do better. But I cannot tell you guys how much I appreciate you being here with me. I'm glad I didn't set it for an hour like I started to. But I really appreciate you guys being here with me. It means a lot to, you know, a lot to me. And I'm getting my little cheer section telling me I'm doing good. And I appreciate that. I really, really do, even though my heart is almost about to beat out of my chest. But as far as my coworkers, thank you so much for listening. My family, you've always been there for me. And I love you kindly, love you more, love you much, you know. Also, thank my friends and people who have been listening to me. I had a couple of people who who's listened to me before, and they're actually hitting me up, and I so appreciate that. Thank you so much for hitting me up and giving me so much encouragement. Anyway, I'm going to end here, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I am off for the next 4 days, and I cannot wait. On a Monday morning, again, I will be here at 7 o'clock in the morning. If you're not up, you know, you can always listen to me later. But if you are up, get your coffee, your hot chocolate. You can put on your pajamas or whatever you wear or don't wear, and you can listen to me. I'm not sure what my subject's going to be, but I promise you it will be interesting. Thank you so much again for listening to me. As always, mwah, sugar kisses. Good night.
Like Jesus.